You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. I'm always excited when our friend, world music DJ Beto Arcos, drops by. He's always got some great music that I've never heard of. He's back with us right now. Hi, Beto.
Hey, Arun. It's great to be with you.
So, Beto, given your track record, when we get a pitch from you, usually you have me at hello. But I have to say, you lost me with this one at accordion. So tell me why. You gotta win me back. Why am I wrong to cringe when I think accordion?
Because, the accordion is a very, very rich instrument. And sadly, it's been stereotyped and boxed into this kind of, sort of nerdy, ugly kind of concept of an instrument. And frankly, in my world, the accordion has all of these textures and colors. And sometimes it sounds like an organ. Sometimes it sounds like a saxophone. And here is this segment for you to prove that this is a cool instrument.
What do you have for us first up here?
Well, I want to start off with something completely unusual, which will just blow people away, I think. This is an accordionist from France. His name is Jean-Louis Matinier, along with a nickel harpa, a Swedish instrument, played by Marco Ambrosini from Italy. They're together doing this recording called Inventio, and this is a fantastic tune that gives you the sense of how much you can do with this incredible instrument.
Boy, he's pounding those keys.
Yeah, he's pounding, he's plucking, he's making every possible sound you can make with that instrument. I mean, this is the thing about this instrument that, it has the possibilities of creating sounds that maybe never thought you could bring out of it.
So once again, that was Jean-Louis Martinier on accordion.
Jean-Louis Martinier.
And on this instrument, the nickel harpa, Marco Ambrosini?
Exactly.
What is the nickel harpa?
The nickel harpa is sort of a violin zither.
Interesting. Okay, what's next?
The next piece is by perhaps the most well-known accordionist from the Basque country in northern Spain. Hmm. His name is Kepa Junquera, and he plays the accordion called Triquitisha.
Can you describe this accordion he's playing? Because it's not a standard accordion, right? It sounds kind of big.
It's a small accordion.
Huh.
It's called the diatonic accordion, but it's specifically a style of accordion that's built and made in this part of the world, in the Basque country. It's played by generations and generations. It became very, very popular in the early 20th century. Then during the Franco regime, of course, music from this region was forbidden, as was a lot of ethnic music from all over Spain. But then it came back again after Franco's death, and this incredible resurgence of popular folk music came about. And he is the most well-known accordionist from the Basque Country, Kepa Junquera. The title of the song is called Sorginak infernuko auspotik irtetzen, which is Basque, but in English it means witches coming out of the hell's bellows.
Hell's bellows. That's a nice term for the accordion.
And you know why it's called hell's bellows? Because back when this music was forbidden at the beginning of the 20th century, priests said, "Don't get close to that instrument because it has witches that come out of that."
Well, that's Kepa Junquera playing the devil's bellows, trying to bring those witches back. I'm speaking with world music DJ Beto Arcos, and he is in the process of convincing me that the accordion is a really worthwhile instrument. You're doing pretty well so far. What's the next piece of evidence you have to submit?
This next one is one of my favorite accordion players in the world, bar none. His name is Chango Spasiuk. He is from Argentina. Let's hear it. Tierra Colorada.
That swings. You could dance to that.
He is an amazing musician. Here's someone who comes from a small town in this far away, you know, region of Argentina. The land where mate comes from, if you know what mate is, the tea.
Hmm.
That's where the mate comes from in Argentina. So he's an Ukrainian descent, Chango Spasiuk, the last name Spasiuk. His parents, his grandparents came from the Ukraine, immigrants. You know, working poor, working class family, grew up in the musical community. Within 15, 20 years, he started to get into the world of this music called chamamé, which is the traditional music of this region. It's kind of waltzy dance music, you know, from small towns. And next thing you know, he's bringing this music to a completely different level. Just like, think of it this way. Astor Piazzolla did to tango what Chango Spasiuk has done for chamamé.
Hmm. That's a piece called Tierra Colorada, and this is a Ukrainian-Argentinian name. Help me out again.
Chango Spasiuk.
Time for one more, Beto. What are you going to leave us with?
Well, I want to leave you with something local, because after all, we live in this incredible diverse city, Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
This is a band called Bulle Pongo. And here, we don't have one of those maestros of the accordion. Here we have a musician that just started playing the accordion about 6 years ago. He's a guitar player. But he's starting to take this instrument and turn it into his own instrument. Let's take a listen to Bulle Pongo with a tune called Maestros, or Masters.
Yeah, you and I are having a hard time sitting still listening to this music.
This is cumbia. Yeah. This is music from Colombia originally. Of course, it's the most popular dance music in the continent, bar none. People think salsa is very popular. It's not. Cumbia is the most popular dance music in the Americas.
What are they singing about?
It's a tribute to the masters of music that have helped to inspire them to do music.
That's the music of Bulle Pongo, am I saying that right? As played by Beto Arcos, he's the host of Global Village at KPFK here in Los Angeles. Go to our website for a closer listen to all these selections, nprmusic.org. Beto, I was wrong, I'm a jerk, the accordion is awesome. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, and I sure hope people consider this instrument, you know, with a little open heart.